Welcome to Heligoso's Inspired Flow. Today we're going to talk about making space in your life. And it's something which resonates very much with Super Soul Sunday from Oprah. She talks about it. And also her very much needed class she's doing weekly with Eckhart Tolle on New Earth. This concept of making space, of being present and having the inspired space flow, it's going to be what I'm doing right now in my life. Thank God. I mentioned before in previous classes and podcasts and the concept of transition. It's really, really powerful to when you have transition to really open your eyes and heart to what's in front of you. And often it will be guided that it will be hopefully the ones who love you who will be there, your family, your friends, your soul connections, and these are the people that are needed to be focused upon. And I was speaking to someone, a professional, about this concept and just allowing the ego and the distractions to dissipate. That's why I delayed today posting. Usually I do it more in the morning. I wanted to make space in myself before speaking about how important it is to just be present. And the very big thing now is mindfulness, but it's not about only that. It's about a much deeper connection point with people in front of you, and to allow this moment of transition to be an opportunity for strengthening those relationships, having powerful moments of connection, of happiness, to fill up the emotional bank account so a person can then get back on the more busy roller coaster experience of business that's out there. And even during this time, there's always going to be opportunities to do some work and consult. And someone was trying to do that with me and get me to do some work for them. And I was, without getting into details, in case they listen, I was very strong with them that I'm not interested in doing this kind of work with the different ways of payment and expectations that were not straight or simple. The way I like to approach stuff, I like to be based with values and straight up, like this amount of work we'll do and this amount of money, and very clear boundaries about what's expected. And it was changing all the time, the amount that wanted to be paid and when and what and this and that, way not simple. So I said, look, thank God I'm busy, but what am I busy with? Focusing on the people I love, focusing on this opportunity, and I'd rather do that than play games with someone over a small amount of money. And told them, you know, please God, they'll find someone else. And I think that's important, that people with business opportunities, especially when you're in a transition point where you think, well, you know, maybe I could do with this, you know, it would be a little bit helpful to have some of that cash and stuff. But to be able to say, no, you know what, there's something more important right now in front of me, and I'm going to use that opportunity for the ultimate goal, what my life's about. And it's a struggle, especially if you've got into habits of jumping on things and, you know, trying to make hustle and hustle and hustle. Be able to slow down and just breathe and be present. It's a big change of focus. And say you know, like things to be organized and the way you like them, and to better just give other people space around you not to be like that. And if people around you are not doing stuff you'd like them to do, but just give them space to get there in their time, in their right moment. And I think all these kind of concepts and realities the person has to reawaken inside themselves is all about giving space for relationship, and that will allow yourself then to reattach to the flow that maybe sometimes you feel disconnected from, and then you can disconnect to reconnect. And you know, we're coming to the end of the week. I don't think I'll be doing another one of these for tomorrow. I just got like a lot of inner work to do rather than just putting out content right now. And that's giving myself the space to, like, you know, take a break a little bit for a day more or a day or two, from the podcasting and posting world, and just allow the real me to really find its way. And I think that everybody in some time or level needs to do this, to just decompress and just, you know, allow the success to come from an inner space. That was a famous book I read, actually, from Eric Kaplan, when I first was looking for God and purpose when I was a young teenager, late teenager. And I was looking for that inner space, and that was the book I came across. That was, and also Jewish Meditation, that was the other one. Those two books, it was like about focusing on that inner space, the inner content. Anyway, I feel like I'm going in as I'm speaking, my voice. Everything's getting very introvert. So that's the space I'm in right now. And I think everybody should find a time to just do that for the sake of their relationships and their inner well-being. And I think that we'll all be able to reconnect in a way, and the unity concepts, the unity projects that we're trying to build will come together. Everything will come together in the right time, but from that place of unified greatness that exists within all of us. And I'm wishing everybody a beautiful rest of the week, a beautiful Shabbos, Mishpatim. It's time for Nasav Nishma, special time to do and to hear and to understand how deep our relationship is, relationship with our Creator, relationship with ourselves, relationship with the people we loved, and to really experience life in a way that's fulfilling and flows.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.